This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Sefo Mapanga, the sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craigo Six. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craigo Six. Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah. We're back at it. It's Urban Culture Drive. Another episode with other on another day with the ever so fresh crowd. Today we're going to be chilling with DJ Enzo and Oasis, which we're going to be chatting to later on. We're going to be discussing navigating the treacherous world of the music industry after the week of HHP's untimely passing. We want to get a piece of their mind with regards to that. But as always, I'm never alone in studio. I'm squad deep. Hi, Candy baby.
Hey, boo. Hey.
How are you, loving?
I'm lovely. How are you guys doing?
I'm easy.
That was a little pretentious, though. I know Candy's really? Which is up there. I feel like you're pushing. What's wrong?
Nah, get sharp, boo.
You're good. Get
sharp,
like
guys. I'm alive and well.
No, I feel like that was just like,
I'm good. I'm good.
You're just doing it. You're just scraping through.
Yeah, I'm barely breathing.
6 more weeks. One more.
Yes,
two more periods.
Yes.
2 more periods and then we're done. We're wrapped up for the year. How are you guys doing?
How
are you, Grego?
I'm always good, hey. I had a fantastic weekend as per usual. Half naked.
Of course. I saw the snaps. Yeah. You know what, man?
That's 100%.
You're living your best life.
I have to. I don't have a lot, but with the little that I have to do the most. And Joe?
I saw your pigs there. I was like, yo.
Yeah, I need to trend. I need to trend a little bit.
It was serve them.
Yeah. And other than that, how is Joe?
I think Joe has a girlfriend, but he doesn't want to tell us.
Yo, guys, such an accusation.
I feel like you do have a girlfriend.
That is so negative.
An entire partner.
Yeah.
Why are you saying that, Candace?
Last week.
What about last week? That's a friend.
Okay.
How?
Okay.
Who's happy to be a girl?
Maybe I'm a little jealous, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
No one messes with my boys.
No, but honestly, I have no girlfriend. It's still the same old job. I'm just getting into the December vibes.
Hey, fam. Yeah.
Today we're running late, like, go. It's all a rush. But that's what December is about, right?
No.
Was a pity beat. December was a pity beat. So as I said, in studio with us today, we have DJ Enzo and Oasis. How are you guys?
How y'all doing, Bafiz?
Easy. DJ Enzo.
How's the job? How you doing?
I'm good, my brother.
Ah, fresh.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And it's a pleasure to have you guys here in studio today with us.
Well, thanks, I must say.
So just a disclaimer, this is not a normal
radio show
that you
This is nothing to. You've ever experienced.
This is the Urban Culture Drive. We free, we easy, we just funky like
you
that.
Can cuss, by the way.
I was about to ask.
Yeah,
I have
it's
a
unscripted.
Problem.
And radio, speak your mind, be free. And that's what we intend to do, yeah?
Save right. with your chest.
Thank you for that. Like, I had to run over here. I had to run like a motherfucker. Yo, you know this taxi guy, he drops me all the way down there where the street ends, and I have to run all the way up, and it's an uphill. So...
But shout out to you for making it on time, hey. I mean, we've had rappers that come here with their Beamers
and
Benzes and Bentleys, and they come 30, 40 minutes late. So shout out to you. That's gonna get you far. That's gonna get you far.
That deserves this. And another shout out to Enzo actually making it on time.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Like, call time was 10:30.
Yeah.
10:30, I was still in Pretoria, I'll be honest.
Okay, take that back. I'm joking. Shout out to you guys.
You got here before us, so today we
Yeah, so I had to hop into the teleportation machine, bro.
Goku vibes.
Yeah, Goku.
Yeah. Guys, welcome. This is the Urban Culture Drive.
Thank you.
We're looking to get to know you guys, right?
Yes, sir.
But before we get into the topic at hand, which is the music industry and its ups and downs and... You know, it's doom and gloom or it's glory, whichever one
sure.
it is.
Yeah.
Let the guys get to know you a bit better. Let's start with you, Enzo. Who are you? Where are you from? And what are you best known for?
DJ Enzo's from Pretoria.
Yep.
As the name says, pretty much known for being the best because I liken myself to a Ferrari. the Ferrari Enzo.
Enzo, yeah.
155 on made in 2002. Yeah, so as the name suggests, I'm one in a kind.
One of a few.
One of a few, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you're known for DJing, right?
Yeah, known hip-hop for DJing, house. Hip-hop
yeah.
DJ.
Hip-hop DJ.
Yeah, I also know Enzo from the Pretoria
days.
DJ, so, you know, sort of space.
Yeah, yeah, so I've been doing it for a while now. Been in the running pack for a while now. Yeah.
You know, I went through your bio, hey, like you beat. He's done wreck. He's done, you know, those groups back in Hatfield days. Chicky Man.
Events.
Yeah,
it's
119 to be specific.
Yes, you've pushed, Doug, you've pushed.
Oasis. Yeah, who you, where are you from, and what are you best known
for? So I come from Fast Lewis, the East Rand of Joburg.
Yeah. Boxburg.
Yes, sir. Hey. Yes, sir.
Where's Papanga? You're less sort of got it on like a house on fire.
True. The East up in a place. I go by the name of Osis, the Flosis. Now, it's Oasis, but it's pronounced with a silent A and it's spelled with a Y.
Okay.
Oh, so I said it wrong. Osis. So it's Osis. Osis.
You didn't say it wrong. A lot of people get that. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got to drop knowledge on y'all. But I'm best known for rap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I MC from time to time. Like I said, when I spoke to Job, one of my biggest clients for MCing actually got me with the link up or the hook up for Cliff Central. So it's real dope.
Shout out. Awesome. It's real dope. Awesome.
Connect.
Yes, sir.
We want to talk about that a bit later on because one thing I like about the two of you guys, right? Yes, and that's why I brought both of you here.
Yeah.
You are both from different backgrounds.
Sure.
Sorry. From Pretoria. From Ekasi, right?
Yeah.
You do DJing full time, but you have a 9 to 5.
Well, sort of. I dabble in a lot of things, so that's why I'm here.
Yeah, but there's a constant stream of income that you're getting from where you report to, right? Yeah. And my brother Osis, not Oasis, is a hustler, is really in the grits and nits of the whole thing and on a day to day. So what I really want to do is pick your brain, right? Mm. So recently, yes, we all know Double H passed away. Yeah. He's a pioneer, he's a legend, he's done like...
What did Peter Ndoro say? HHP passed away.
My mom says that. On the day it happened, like she saw
him. HHP.
Yeah, she was like, "So what happened?" And then I was like, "Who's what?"
I like
then
how you put like, the accent like
HHP. And I was like, "Who's that?" And I'm like, "No, Manchaba. Oh, Double HP. Yeah, yeah.
No,
pretty sad.
The legend has fallen, right?
It's crazy.
But the legend has paved the way. The legend has done a lot of crazy ass things and miraculous things and big things.
Dead ass.
Right?
Dead ass.
Yeah.
But the legend was once where you were at.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Under different circumstances, right?
Yeah.
So what I want to know, or rather what I want to understand, is people only see the music industry as glitz and glam, what the artists or the industry shows them. But you on a daily know what you go through. The depression, the no finance, the lack of support, showing up to a gig where there's only 5 people, all of that. Mm-hmm. I want to now get into that today and say, how do you navigate through that? How do you deal with that? What, like, how did you become, basically, who individually, tell us your story from your background and your challenges and your trials and tribulations, right? But before we get into that, I'm going to do this.
Urban Culture Drive.
Let's start with you or say Oasis. How did Oasis come into being?
Yeah, it's Oasis.
Oasis. For God's sake.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Look, I've been in the game for long. You know what I mean? So it does not matter that I'm not known. I'm not out there. I'm not a prominent artist at the moment, but I've been doing this for over 15 years. A lot of trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. I started way back. I'm still hustling to date. So you can understand the troubles that I have to go through, the challenges, you know?
Explain those troubles.
So here's what happens, man. There's a lot of financial strain that comes into it.
100%.
You know what I mean? And having to put out your own money to go to the studio, to go to these shows. Some of these shows don't know you. And they only think that they can just give you a slot for the exposure.
Yeah.
And they don't understand everything that you have to do, everything you go through on a daily basis in order for you to be understood and to be out there in the game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that go on. I think we could take a whole day talking about them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So the support, it has to come from your dopeness, number one. But there's only so far you can get if you don't have the financial gain. That's the that's the one problem I have mostly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and like, you talk about finances, right?
Straight up.
How important is it as a come up artist to have finances, and where do you source those finances if you don't have like a backing partner, like in your experience? In your situation, how did you do
it? I had to get jobs, you know, and I had to get peace jobs from time to time, so it was never easy for me. I couldn't get a steady job, so in all of that, I had to take that little bit of money that I get and put it into my music, you know what I mean? It's a passion that I will never let go of, so I had to make sure that whatever little bit that I have to polish my work, I have to polish my craft, you know what I mean? So it's very important.
I actually want to interject. Why keep pushing after 15 years?
Why keep pushing?
Yeah, why? It's why, when you could literally just get a normal 9-to-5? Why put yourself through all of that stress? Why? What is the drive?
It's the love. Like, I grew up from a musical background. My dad used to play, not a very major music background, you know, but my dad used to play guitar in church. And I used to watch him and be like, yo, this guy's the dopest.
Awesome.
And from that, it's just been about the music, you know. So that's why I actually put myself out there.
Hold on. Would you be content having lived a full life and still being never making it?
Yeah.
Would you be content still chasing? Here's the thing. When you're like 65 years old, you're still chasing.
It's a beautiful
chasing.
Question. It's a beautiful question. I could be anything in the game.
Yeah.
Instead of being a rapper, I could be the dopest MC you've ever known.
Okay.
You know, I could be an A&R, say I push much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could be anything in the game. I could give so many people such opportunities that I could never get myself, you know? So with me, it's not only about me. I used to host gigs as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do. I give other artists, upcoming artists, the stage, the platform to actually give their talents out there to the world. You know what I mean? So it's basically me not giving up and knowing that if the music doesn't work,
I could be something
major than that. You know what I mean?
So for you, it's more of seeing yourself as more than an artist, but a member of the community.
Exactly.
Of the music world.
That being said,
rounded.
What's the ultimate goal? Where would you want to be ultimately?
The ultimate goal.
I grant you a wish. I tell you, pick one.
I want my own record label.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
But the record label, I want to give upcoming artists the stage and the platform, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what's stopping you from starting it now?
Nothing's stopping me.
So okay.
We're actually on that
okay.
at
okay.
the moment. Okay. Unplugged Entertainment, you know yourselves.
Oh,
out there.
Yeah. Unplugged started in 2011,
and
right?
11,
Okay.
All right.
Short and brief. Enzo, your turn. What's your journey been like? What's your come up been like? For you to be Enzo now, who has a song called Roll Up Oasis with the Money Dance. Mm-hmm. You produced that yourself. Oh, I'm coming back. Enzo. You produced that yourself.
No, I didn't produce it myself. I work with a whole lot of producers.
Which requires money.
Of course.
Okay. We'll get back to that. Enzo, you now a household name. You've been since our days in Hatfield.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You've been building up. You've been growing. How did you get from being a nobody to a somebody who's sitting here right today?
For me, where I am right now is very surreal, especially because a couple of years ago, I didn't even see myself as a DJ.
Mm.
Wow.
So funny thing that happened is I was at UJ. I used to go to varsity over there. And then a friend of mine was like, yo, I want to join the DJ society. Then I was like, ah, man, really? Then he's like, ah, Ankar Pedro. Then I went, then I went to a couple of classes with him. He's learning. I was bored all the time on Mixit. Then some other day I was like, ah, man, let me just try it out. And then I caught it really fast. That's the craziest thing about me. Like, I put it fast. He's still like not there yet. But that's a story for another day.
Talent.
Yeah, so I caught it pretty fast, and then I started DJing house for a bit. But because I'm from Pretoria, the music's not the same. I got to Joburg, then I had to sell out and play like
hip-hop.
No. Let me not say hip hop is selling out. I used to play like the really commercial stuff.
Commercial house.
And then like, you know.
Yeah, you let Pretoria down there.
Exactly. Mm. So I was like, if I'm gonna sell out like this,
Might as well
play hip hop.
Yeah.
And then I got into the chamber. So I like telling my friends that if you want to be good at something, you have to get into the chamber.
What's that?
The chamber. Put in your 10,000 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I tried to learn hip hop, I was literally in my room the whole time learning.
While studying?
Yeah, because it's different. You know, like mixing house and hip hop is a bit different. So I couldn't get it at first. So I was in the chamber and I was with my close friends, and I'll be mixing and they'll be jamming, and then when I mess it up, they'll be like, nah. Yeah. So then I think late 2013, I got my first gig and it gave me $500
For an hour set.
Yeah. And then that's when like a light switched on.
I can actually do this.
Like, what?
So all this time before 2013, you were studying.
And in the chamber. Yeah.
So how did that affect your school? Which one was getting more priority?
The DJ.
Considering that you didn't even want a DJ.
Yeah, the DJing, I'd say.
Got more priority.
Yeah, especially towards the end, because like that's when things were picking up and I was starting to gig a lot. So I'd be gigging on a Sunday and I'm writing an exam on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd still do it.
And you still pass.
And I'd still pass.
What were you studying, by the
way? Politics.
Politics.
Hey.
Yeah, so okay. I did a triple major in politics, philosophy, and economics.
Man.
Okay.
So yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did a PPE. Took some time.
PPE.
But I finally got it. My mom was happy.
Yeah.
You're like, deuces, I gave you what you want.
You're like, peace out.
I'm going to do me now.
Yeah, but in terms of navigating the industry, because it's not something I was really passionate about like that or really loved, like, it doesn't depress me that much.
Yeah,
I get you.
You get, it doesn't depress me that much. So even, like, in the beginning when I did love it, it broke my heart in the first year.
Mm.
And then...
What happened?
Obviously, your money doesn't come.
Yeah.
As expected.
As expected. Not even you go play a set, your invoice doesn't get paid on time. I mean, like, there's a lot of crap I could go on about.
Yeah. Mention a couple, because people who are out there who want to be in your shoes don't even know.
So another irritating thing is, like, when you're starting out and then you get to a gig, and then if you're supposed to play at, like, 10, you show up at 10.
They're like, nah.
But then, a.k.a. whoever
was late
for 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm.
Then they move all you guys 4 hours up.
Oh, wow.
You get me?
Nah, I get
because
you.
The smaller you are, the more indispensable you are. They just mess you around.
It's kind of rough.
So, like, that's stuff that's really, like...
I do feel that, to a large extent, your qualification kind of helped you, in a way, groom where you are right now. I mean, like, when you look at philosophy, there's a lot of thinking, and that comes with a lot of being creative. Mm. And this is what I love about hanging out with creators, because they're completely opposite from me. I'm structured. I'm, like, type A, headstrong. But you meet people like Candace, like Job, who are just completely out of their element. Yeah. So I would like to know, would you say that your studies have somehow shaped what you do, which is completely opposite to what obviously initially started?
Yes, I would say they did. Especially, I'm very concerned, especially like with the DJ Enzo brand, because I do everything myself, right?
Okay.
From the graphics, from everything. So I'm really like concerned with how my brand looks and how to build it and how to sustain it over a long time. So we did stuff in my degree, did stuff like BCom management.
Mm-hmm.
I mean business management.
So
we had modules like marketing and all of that stuff. So that's the formative stuff that I took in and I put it in my business. And initially as a youngin, you're just DJing and you just you realize that whatever you get paid, it's hand to mouth.
Yeah.
You get me?
Absolutely.
So until I stopped and realized, okay, you know what? Let me go register a business. Let me just hustle all month and see if I pay myself a salary. That's when things started to change for me, because then I could bankroll my own things now.
Because
as a young guy, all you do is DJ, get it, go to the sneaker store.
And spend. So now, when you say you registered a business, and Luena Oasis, both of you are registered, right? You have businesses.
Yeah.
So, what does a business do differently that generates more income than you performing as an artist?
It doesn't do much different. It's the worst thing. It's the same thing. I mean, but it just gives you a form of structure that I feel like you need.
Your financial position determinant. You know exactly what.
And then like a lot of freelancers have this problem of, they complain, nah, we can't get contract cell phones or we can't get a car. That's because you're getting paid irregular.
And you don't have financial statements to produce. I got you, bro.
That's the benefit.
That is the benefit.
Exactly the same. it creates getting a history.
A history of yeah. history.
So when you know, so when you know, like a couple of funds hop into your business account, you can pay yourself 5K a month. Then you can get your cell phone from that.
Business does add to the financial background that you need in order for you to get to where you want to be, you know. There's a lot of things that you need to get in order to sustain your brand, like you were saying, and it's very crucial that you have that financial background.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the come up, that's what your journey in the industry. I'm still not, man, I didn't get the essence of the journey, man. Of like look,
what do you want them to say? Because a journey obviously is different, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to phrase the question differently.
Yeah.
What exactly do you want to get from them?
So, right, let me put it this way. You're an artist, right?
Mm.
Money is an essential thing. You need to survive.
Straight up, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When you don't get the money, or when you don't get the bookings, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Or when you don't get the collabs, how do you push yourself every day or sustain? Mm. How do you live on a day-to-day? Like,
are you guys rich kids from Pretoria East? You know, that's what we're trying to understand.
Oh, okay. You get what I'm saying? You don't wake up every day and always you are on the computer. Yeah. There are days where you're chilling and like, fuck, I don't know what to do.
I want
to like, I'm in a phase. I'm in a mental block.
Straight
like,
up,
you know, how do you navigate through all of those days and maintain?
In terms of me, right? So, like, I can't speak for a rapper because we're very different. So, like, in terms of DJing, so in my first year, I had 2 gigs the whole year.
12 months.
Oh, wow. Whole month.
So what was happening in between? What was
school,
your mental?
School.
Remember, he was still a student.
And then that's one of the things that broke my heart, I guess. Because you realize, man, this thing's not that easy.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought I would just be spinning records the whole time. So it's not really like that.
Mm.
So bringing it back. So me being a DJ, it works with a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you do it, the more business, the more relationships you keep.
Yeah.
The more repeat business you have.
Yeah.
So even when you have a slow month, you can do 3 gigs a month.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, you can, right now.
And then when you're busy, you can do 27. But I couldn't do 27 6 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess that's part of the journey, right?
Yes.
I think all of these struggles, as cliche as it sounds, it's obviously character building, right? But it does prepare you for your moment of greatness, and it's all about paying your dues, right? They say an overnight success is equal to 10 years.
Yeah.
So I feel that it's very important that you have to pay your dues. You have to go through the most. No one just walks into the game unless you've slept with someone, and you know, just rises to the top. So it is important, and that is just part of the game. You're gonna have to pay your dues.
Yeah. And I feel that
it's gonna take time.
Yeah.
People are gonna hate you in the beginning, and you're gonna have to force yourself onto people. You're gonna have to kick down doors.
Yeah, yeah, and I feel
you're gonna have to beg, steal, borrow.
I feel that completely, because like I said in the beginning, when I try and make a song or whatever, I'd send a feature request to a big rapper.
Yeah.
They wouldn't reply.
Oh, wow.
You understand?
And then you can't hate them because, like, they don't know you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But until, like, after a couple of years and they see you in the same circles and whatever, and they're like, yo, what up,
this one is serious. Yeah. Wow, you're consistent.
Enzo, what's going on? Yeah. So next time you send in... We do everything on WhatsApp now. You get me? So you send in a track on WhatsApp, and then you don't even get an invoice back. But if I did it in the beginning, 25K invoice was gonna come back.
Yeah, man. Oh, I like how specific you are with those figures. Hey, that was
but I want to touch on something, right? Being from the hood, Oasis.
Yeah.
I know that Kasi mentality is predominantly negative, right?
Sure.
And now if you're full time in that circle and you're trying to do something that requires you to be full-time positive,
sure,
regardless of the struggles.
Tough, bro.
How do you block those things out?
How do you not become a drug addict?
Yes. Like mental strength, you know, you've got to be strong. You've got to have character.
Yeah,
it's all about you, mate. Yeah. The company you keep says a lot about you. Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. You know what I mean? So you've got to be mentally fit for this game. It comes with a lot of challenges besides looking at the fact that you're from the hood or a disadvantaged background, and all of these negative things are going to have effect on your life, you know. But if you tell yourself that this is what I want and you stick to it, you stick to your guns, then it's going to work eventually, you know. We're not saying you're going to be an overnight success. Yeah, it does equal to 10 years, but you know, there's a lot of things that go into it. And repetition. if it doesn't work now, it doesn't mean it's never going to work. Mm-hmm. Yes, try some other things, but keep on doing what you do best. Mm-hmm. Keep to your strength.
Keep on keeping on. Be consistent. Yeah. Keep pushing. On.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know,
what is not denial? There's that saying. Delay.
Yeah, delay is not denial. 100%.
But I just want to quickly pose this. Like, I've seen quite there's a trend, especially in SA, for big major artists who've had like similar struggles in the beginning, I'm assuming, and they go shoot up. Like, you find, may his soul rest in peace, like WHV. I mean, he died not the most affluent individual.
Yeah,
even people like Brenda Fassie, who died at such terrible deaths.
Yeah.
And
it's
rather easy to say, but like, I always feel like when they hit this plateau, there's almost like something, a creative sphere of them. Sometimes I wouldn't even say block, but like it's like they no longer, it's like upgrading from weed to coke, from coke to something else.
It's and then heroin.
I wonder what happens. I mean, I just wonder what happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good question.
Yeah, let's ask.
Why can you peak?
Why do they peak and then
literally 2 seconds later you're at the bottom.
You suffer with depression. You
is
know,
it financial management? Are we just living our best lives?
Yes. Financial management. I think the greatest determining factor would be the money issue.
Is it?
So some people struggle for so long when they catch the money.
Hey dog, you just wild. You wild. And can you blame people?
But can you blame people?
But now,
can you blame people?
I think you've got to blame people. Just to throw a spanner in the woodworks, if that's the right phrase.
Yes, it is.
Look, who's a double H had a proper financial background and backing.
Okay, because kind of you know him personally.
Yes. No. There's a number of interviews where he's there and even other artists endorse that they use the same bank and stuff, and he himself even.
So he was financially savvy. Is that what you're trying to say? So money never ever been an issue.
What if?
So
that's what I want to know. What else is affecting you? Because if money is not an issue, then why?
So what if it's general falling off?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I want to find out.
I feel like people have a plateau that they reach.
Does it get you?
Even Beyonce is getting there.
It fucks with your mind.
It does.
It fucks with your mind because you're used to being at the top.
And then you get old. The truth is, you get old.
So you say.
Because, like, when I started DJing, right? Mm-hmm. I used to be like, yo, my mang is so great.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And until I reached a certain point, then I'm like, my mang's DJing like me.
Mm-hmm.
You get
me? I'm on the same
level. But I'm like 10 years younger. He's in trouble. You get me? And then look at there was a point when I started DJing, DJing was very one dimensional, you know. Mm-hmm. Guys did gigs, did radio. And then we came in, now we have personal photographers. We have you know, radio.
You have your own songs.
DJing.
Instagram.
Now we're dropping songs. For example, like
albums.
Albums. You see, so for example, the younger dudes now, we did most of the stuff the older guys did, and it took them like long. I don't know if it's the penny dropping that they need to do it, or like if they weren't even trying to do it or whatever, but like we did it.
You guys work smarter. Millennials work smarter.
You don't know what you don't know. That's what I'm saying.
100%.
You don't know what you don't know.
So like sometimes, so back to the double HP thing and whatever. So sometimes if you don't want to reinvent yourself, you plateau.
Comfort zone.
You want to be the Mutswako oak because you blaze the trail. Like
and then it gets to you.
Because now you can't understand. Because like I was this big rap star.
Yeah.
And everything I rapped on was a hit. Mm. Now I rap and people don't even download it.
And what you're saying is key because Slicker even said it, Uguti. He had to get to a point where he realized that whatever he was within the music industry, he needs to detox and restart, like let go of that and reinvent himself as someone else.
Straight up.
And now that's why he's doing so good on Slicker. He's now recognized as an OG, not because of only music, but of his contribution to the holistic, game.
The other week, I saw OG, right? I don't want to say his name, but I saw OG. Then we were in the same room, but like doing other stuff. And then at the end of what we were doing, the people around were like, yo, do you know this guy? He's Enzo, you get me? And then he was like, nah, I don't know him. Then I was like, yeah, you wouldn't know me, you're an OG. Then he got touched. Okay. Then he was like, what do you mean I'm an OG? Then I was like, okay, bro,
not in
when
a bad
you
way.
Were DJ, no, when I was a kid, you were on your TV DJ.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, you know, like a picture for you.
How big of an age difference there is.
Yeah.
And now we're in the same room.
Exactly.
But isn't OG a sign of respect? Isn't that respectful?
He took it bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so he caught feelings, but that's his issue. He's clearly insecure about his career.
He's taking
who is it, guys? Who was a DJ? Please Google DJ on your TV back in the day.
That was a big clue, bro. Yeah, I'm sure you.
I want to ask you guys. I want to ask you guys something. Who do you guys think fell off in their careers?
Or
is currently
in the process of?
Or who will be whack in the next?
In terms of what, rap?
Let's say your industry, and then you can say in your industry versus. Drop that.
What do you think is going to fall off?
What?
Besides his trending with the clothing.
Do you think that was like his little avenue?
Exactly.
To go, okay, well, shit ain't popping, but let me be that guy.
Straight
be
up,
a Kanye.
Straight up.
Okay,
straight
cool.
up, you know? I think his number, his days are numbered.
Days are numbered.
Yeah, with the music though.
Got you.
Everything
else
is why making it difficult, but if I was to drop your names.
Yeah,
a name at least.
Wanyan.
Maybe like the big guys. Maybe like
Cleo.
Maybe like this. Nah, Cleo hasn't fallen, bro.
Oh no, I'm just throwing names out there. Cool. Ralph Gum, guys.
No. Maybe like
is he even in the league?
Maybe like your Sea Lives or whatever.
Sea Live. Oh
but
yeah.
But I don't.
Does he still?
I don't think it's falling off. But like.
But remember, Sea Live also diversified.
Yeah, they focus
used to
on
produce a
yeah.
show.
They focus on
yeah.
other things.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yes.
So like as a pure bred. Club DJ doing gigs DJ mm-hmm. no
yeah.
but like as a rich OG whatever doing yeah. whatever he's on
you Enzo okay. can say something different man. I think DJs get gigs all the time even if you fall off, you know what I mean.
Let me ask you this before we link into the next section. Do you think Black Coffee will fall off? Do you think he's peaking now and then we won't remember him in the next 10 years?
No.
Yeah. Are you saying this because you want to be his friend and go play and be there?
No. I'm saying
Straight
because the biggest thing I rate people fall off is because they forget that South Africa is very small. You get me?
They don't expand.
South Africa is very small. Mm-hmm. South Africa is probably the size of Chicago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You get me?
Gotcha.
That's why
Chi-town.
That's
Woo!
Why people Shara. Don't really they don't think about it.
Yeah, we're just trying to be here.
You can't compare continent to a country.
Yeah, and then there's people that still want to gig at Sumo, Taboo, every Sun,
like,
Sumo.
Yeah.
Come on. Mm. There's still Eastern Cape. There's still what, and that's where the money's at. You
right.
Know? So like people like Black Coffee, they're done with South Africa.
Hey.
It's like Nasty C.
He's transcended.
Nasty C was done with South Africa very fast.
Very, very fast. They got in and got out. Dipped in and dipped out.
Dipped, got his. Left.
On that Peace note, out. Let's let the people hear what you all about.
Aye.
Dubs.
DJ Enzo.
Roll up, ay, I haven't seen this energy to f*** me, I'ma leave a paraplegic. Yeah, yeah, on my D, she riding how she pledge allegiance. Body super nice of that, I swear I really mean this. I tell her, roll up, ay, I haven't seen this energy to f*** me, I'ma leave a paraplegic. Yeah, yeah, on my D, she riding how she pledge allegiance. Body super nice of that, I swear I really mean this. I tell her, roll up, I haven't seen this energy to f*** me, I'ma leave a paraplegic. Yeah, yeah, on my D, she riding, now she pledge allegiance. Body super nice at that, I swear I really mean this. I tell her, roll up, and I'm the cleanest. She acted like a d***, but now she twerking on my Charlie tryna call me like she serving out some penis. That pussy need a prenup, thinking it's for free, huh? Wanna get me hard, but it ain't easy. They drip me like I'm born in New Orleans, I got them wheezy. Catching all the smoke, I got a shorty tryna please me. Finally when I'm hard, oh she know just how to ease me. I tell her, roll up, yeah. I haven't seen this energy to f*** me, I'ma leave a paraplegic. Yeah, yeah, on my D, she riding, now she pledge allegiance. That body super nice, at that, I swear I really mean this. I tell her, roll up, I haven't seen this energy to f*** me, I'ma leave a paraplegic. Yeah, yeah, on my D, she riding, now she pledge allegiance. Body
super nice at that. I swear I really mean this. I tell her, roll up. If your booty gigantic, de-stress like elastic. Whole buzz at the window, make it bend over like a convict. Call me Mr. Fantastic. Three kicks like blue ticks. And high five for the aspects. High five for a bed. She blow me like blue chips. So fly from Orlando, no fair that say I like Dumatando. To me that booty be a cabo. Mommy don't like no that shallow. My money kinda look like Cabo. Your mommy come and keep Picasso. She wanna cuff and fireball. First night she would talk about the Bible. My up a psycho. I walk on water when I got my sandal. I ain't a nectar, but let you up. I'm feeling like I'm in a scandal. I'm finna rock you like heavy metal. I'm finna love you in every level. Nah.
I haven't seen this energy to f me. I'ma leave a paraplegic. On my D, she riding, now she pledge allegiance. That body super nice, but that I swear I really mean this. I tell her, roll up.
Yay.
I haven't seen
yo.
Energy to f- me.
That is DJ Enzo with Roll Up. That song is sick. Ah, shout out to the fans out there. We see you. Yo, guys, let us know what you think of the song, though. I think it's crazy. Candace, what do you think of the song, babe?
I think it's a vibe.
It's too much.
It's too much.
It really is too much.
It's too much.
We're rolling up. Yeah. What are we rolling up? A joint?
No, the racks. Well, everything except the joints. I don't advocate for drugs.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that because it's
a drug. That's a herb. Correct yourself.
That it is
debatable. Correct yourself.
It is debatable.
Correct yourself. Okay, on that note, Grego.
Urban Culture Drive.
Oh my word, I went through Instagram this weekend and I realized that, I don't know, everyone's on Instagram here, right?
Yeah.
Instagreasy!
I know Instagreasy is one of those things. And I actually realized that, guys, there are hot pictures being taken out here. And I feel like because it's a change of weather, change of season, one of the sexiest pictures that I noticed this week, one of them has to be this chick named cos_weflawless.
Okay.
Very beautiful chick. Very show sexy. She's got big booty.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Booty girl. And I realized that there's a trend of booty girls. Like, ass is just like a thing now.
Ass has been a thing.
But now it is. Like, now you see overrated. The chicks are going on Instagram with, like, the thong. It's in the beach.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
it's a vibe now.
In the beach. Yes. She's a beach.
I know. But anyway, this is my section, guys. It's called hashtag Now We Know. Just going to quickly ask you a couple of questions. And then you'll just individually answer. Remember, nothing serious, nothing personal. Just trying to get the fans to know you a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Enzo.
Okay.
Enzo, if you were to be any cover of any magazine, which one would it be and why?
Rolling Stone.
Why?
Because it has the most like epic guys on it, like literally idols.
Legends. Give me one. What is your favorite cover of Rolling? For me, it's always Janet Jackson with the boobs. You know, that one that was taken in the 80s. That one will always be a classic.
I can't think of a specific one right now because there's been so many.
If that lady was there now, not Zoe Saldana, Zoe...
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
But
okay.
Beautiful, she was there.
Oasis, what has been your biggest stage disaster? What happened?
Biggest stage disaster.
Stage
disaster.
Yeah.
Choking on stage.
Oh,
like, hey. Yo.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey.
What is happening? Hey, serious, Anche. I mean, you get the crowd, they lit as ever.
Yeah.
You just forget your lines.
Yeah,
you just
a whole Mariah Carey. No shade.
The bar dries up or something like that. You know, like they just can't continue.
How do you recover from that? But it's
man, you have to go on. You know, you have to go on. Yeah, I mean,
the show must go on.
Exactly.
Must remix it.
Remix it. All right, and you? Have you had any stage disasters?
In the beginning, when I used to start, right? Not even in the beginning. Yeah. There was a time when we all used to use software, you know, and laptops.
Okay.
And like
yeah, I remember.
And
yeah, you know.
And all of that. So I get to a gig. Ha, set up. 1 minute left for Enzo to play. Ha. Computer blue screen.
Yo.
That sounds like what Jobs go through every week.
Dude. And I'm like, yo.
Dude. Blackout.
So I lost on money that night. And
oh,
like,
crap.
Yeah, that pretty much sucked. But like, that's when I realized no more laptops.
Okay.
So it's 10 tables.
Yeah, and it's like USBs now. So,
all right. I don't know if you're in relationships or situationships, whatever the case might be. But other than your
girl, your girl Candice there. Who else is your girl crush? You can name anyone. Insta.
Besides myself, who else?
I was just about to go there, Candice.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Oh, come on.
A boy, demon. Yo.
Boy, Pictillo.
Hey, hey, hey.
So you're into short chicks, short curvaceous.
You know what I mean? The Cortez. So, like, short chicks are just about for me.
Would you ever date a tall chick like Luke Love?
You have to climb. You know, in the hood, toilet pavement, and you have a standing on the street. Oh, you're elevated on the pavement, like, baby, come give me a kiss.
Strategy.
Because I'm quite messy. I'm trying to think how sex wise it works. I mean, isn't like a difficult doggy style for that kind of. Anyway. Enzo, your Chris.
You don't know.
Oh, man.
Okay, Enzo's even flashing, bro. This is so deep.
Okay, shit. Tubbsy.
We had her on here.
She's hot. And at the risk of getting into trouble, like, yeah. I actually know if I'm back at school. So that's the thing. So
you've been stalking her. She's
my homegirl. We always say what's up when you see each other, but I die inside. I'm like, yo, if you weren't married,
you crumble inside.
If you weren't married.
If you weren't married.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So if you had to perform with anyone or collaborate with anyone, gay or straight, black or white, even Chad the Don, you can do it with him. Who would it be and why?
Such shade. Trust Craig.
I'm just saying, like, you know.
Everybody, you know, anyone in the world.
Both are, yeah. Would you collaborate with each other? Okay, let me not.
I'd definitely collaborate with him. The joint we just played is heat, man.
Yeah. Right?
It's heat, man. You know.
Okay.
I'd definitely.
Reserve your comment after you hear your song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. But yeah, definitely. Let's hear. So who would you work with?
All time, I'd love to do a track with Coolie China, y'all. I'd really love to do a track with Coolie China, you know.
Coolie, we are throwing bones.
I hope he's listening. I hope he's out.
Throwing bones.
Throwing bones. Okay. Enzo, anyone in the world, or even local. I prefer local because it's a little bit more relatable.
Yo, anyone.
Or anyone.
In the world, I'd like to work with Belly. I don't know if you guys know.
I don't
know
Belly.
Belly's dope.
Belly from Rock Nation. Yeah. Pretty
okay.
Dope.
Belly dope. Okay.
And then here, maybe like Frank Casino.
Okay.
Aries.
Okay.
Frank is coming next week if all goes well.
100%.
Shout out. So, yeah.
All that's right. It. Okay.
Plug.
Okay.
Plug, 100%.
But you worked with Aries's brother on this joint. Yeah, benchmark. I see what you're doing.
I see what you're doing.
Victoria, stand up.
100%. But boys, it's been great. This is my section. Boy. Hashtag now you know. You guys are awesome.
Enjoy.
Urban Culture Drive.
And I hope you guys are ready for mine. This section is called Death is Not an Option.
Because it isn't.
Because it definitely is not an option. I will. So this is how it goes, right? So I'll pose a question to you or I'll make a statement. You'll have to pick one. So you'd pick which one you'd rather. Also, the way I state the scenario is as is. So there's no navigating your way out of the scenario. You need to pick one, right?
Right.
So I'll start with you, Enzo. Yeah. Would you rather go to jail for 4 years for something you didn't do or get away with murder and always live in fear of getting caught?
Oh, my. Get away with murder.
Get away with murder.
Get away.
Psychopath.
4 years, bro. You.
Osis.
Yeah.
Would you rather die from a drug overdose or from depression?
I depression.
Okay, so from deep sadness.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't take drugs, like,
Are you sure, bruh? You'd rather be sad.
Serious, like, no drugs for me.
Okay, cool. Okay, you guys so you don't have to be perfect on the,
like, empty drugs, except for the herb.
Okay, so Craig O'Sexy.
Yes,
would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all of the pictures you have ever taken?
I'd rather lose all the pictures I've ever taken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can always replace them.
Chill.
That was an easy one. That was a lesson.
No, but you don't know Craig. You need to know Craig to understand. That's the context. So would you rather accidentally be responsible for the death of a child or accidentally be responsible for the deaths of 3 adults?
You adults.
Adults, all right, guys. They've had their turn.
Three.
Three. I love children too much.
Enzo, would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million dollars inside.
Suitcase. That was easy.
That way. It's not even
that, that way.
I mean,
pretty much.
That way.
Racks.
Okay, fine, guys. Osis, work at Def Jam in New York City as a runner forever. Will become the CEO of your own label and remain as is.
Yo.
You know what killed me? As a runner. Forever.
Yo. Forever. Like, can't you make it like 5 years? Ain't no escaping. But dead ass, I'd rather just be me.
Okay. Dead ass. On God?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Props.
Like, I have props, dog. Craig or Sexy, would you rather give up bathing for a month or give up the internet for a month?
Give up the internet for a month. I cannot smell. Like, it's just no.
Give up? Really, Craig? You'll give up your 20,000 followers?
I'll give up the, it's only for a month. 4 weeks are good.
Okay.
And besides, I have enough black book content.
True.
So would you rather live in the wilderness far from civilization or live on the streets of a city as a homeless person?
Wilderness.
Guys, is my content boring today? Because you guys aren't even being challenged today.
Yeah. Wilderness.
I think I flopped
you
today.
You are tapping one to us.
This is the bonus one for all of you guys. Okay. Die in a plane crash or die in a roller coaster freak accident? Go, Enzo. Which one?
Plane crash. Because I wouldn't actually see. You hear me? I'll just be like, oh my God. Oh, boom.
Osis. Don't explain why. Plane crash. Craig.
Plane crash, quick.
Plane crash, I guess.
Yeah, the roller coaster stuff.
Y'all scared. Y'all little bitches.
Candace, don't you remember like
roller coaster vibes? I know. Final destination.
Yeah, why?
Yes.
I remember that thing. And then that thing is rattling. No ways, bro. You know.
Guys, thanks for playing along.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, man. And just like that, we're at the end.
We're done.
Of the show.
100%. Man, this went quick. It always
goes
quick.
It always goes quick. Like an hour is really like, not enough. It's really not enough.
That's very short.
But yeah, guys, thanks for coming through. It was some good times getting to know you.
Yeah.
Closing comments from each of you. Let's start with Enzo.
To everybody listening, don't give up. Even if
it's so boring, Enzo. Cool.
Even if your song skips a beat, and then the girls don't twerk. And like the hype man is ruining your set. That's a trend these days. The hype man are
laryngitis
like terrorists on our records. But yeah, man, don't give up. Save your money. Use your money well. Stop wearing labels. True. We're playing t-shirts.
100. Thank you.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Get your money up.
Yeah.
Hey,
get the suitcase.
Just pull the box. You know what I mean? @_Osis on Twitter.
Osis,
the Flowsist on Facebook.
Hey.
Keep to your dreams. Never give up. Shout out and look out from the boy. You know what I mean?
Awesome stuff.
Grego.
Oh my goodness. Have a fabulous time in quarter to December. I'm already in December mode. Living.
Yeah, you've been. He's been in December mode since October.
Oh, by the way.
Since Cape Town.
I'm going to be a judge at Mr. Mzansi Pride or something.
Hey! So it's like a. We look forward to that.
Yeah, y'all coming on.
Bring the tickets.
24th of November, we're out here.
Definitely VIP section, Joe.
I'm not around. For me, it's always love and light. Stay blessed and be kind.
Thank you very much, guys. Don't forget to catch us on the Urban Culture Drive hashtag. We're on all the socials. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.